Thanks for joining us today. God bless you. This is our Tuesday afternoon. Brother Freedom is here. Father, thank you. Praise you. We just thank you, Lord, for your wonderful goodness. Lord, I'm needy. I need more of you. And I just thank you for anointing Brother Freedom today, and I thank you for touching our listeners. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we just thank you. We give you praise and honor. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness, for your blessings. Pray that you move and your will be done. You know, the Bible says that Jesus said to let our light so shine before the world that they might see his spirit within us. And I believe that's what it's all about, because when we said let your light shine, most people is doing it in the humanistic way. And that's doing bragging about yourself, telling people to where you should be and all this stuff. And I think that's 90% or 90-some% of all Christianity, that's the way it is. The person that toots his horn the loudest is the biggest rooster on the block. And I believe that that's what we have to be careful of, because God wants us to have a vessel of honor, a vessel of praise. We might lift up his name. We have to do it as we surrender our lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. When we become saved, or we say we're saved, there should be a regeneration, a change of heart, our activities, our directions, what we see should be a reverse of where we came out from. And if we're trying to live in the humanistic realm, it means that you haven't come out from that place. Because the Bible said, plainly says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, or creation. Former things are passed away, behold, all things become new. And when something is new, it's generally, most things that's new, it's got shiny paint, it looks good, it's clean, it's usable. Or whatever you want it for, it's the peak of its life. From then on, you know, it's going to get older as you have it. But it's in that time and it's going to shine. It's going to be a vessel, we call it a vessel, that will be outstanding in what it is. You buy TV sets, you buy cars, and everyone in its own field has a time of newness, new beginning. And that's what we should be, all of us, when we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. We, our lives, the former things have passed away, behold, all things become new. We have to exhaust all of the old relationships, our hindrances, our blemishes, our spots. We might take on the Lord Jesus Christ in a direction that we'd be inspired from heaven. And if our inspiration is coming out of our own self, there's not been a change. And that's why we need the exposure of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says there is no other way. He is the way, the truth, and life. No one can come unto the Father but by him. And he gives us the empowering of the glory world. The glory world is not of this world. The Bible says we must come out from among this world. So if our tendencies is still to love this world, then we still got a lot of self in our lives. Because the Bible says we're to seek him first, and then all these other things shall be added unto us. Seek ye first his kingdom, and all these other things shall be added unto you. So you're going to have a growth of good things. And those good things is what God's made of. You take on his nature. Now, what is God's nature? It's not like our nature. God loves, for God so loved the world, that he gave. With that nature, you learn to give. You learn not to be selfish. And you turn away from pride. You turn away from the things that causes you to be upset, anger, fretting, anxiety, all these things are not from God. And we're to seek God's help to bring our lives into a fruitful life, that our exposure will be such that everywhere we go, people will see the light of Christ within us. The Spirit of God will be alive. And the glory will be upon you. Like I talked to a woman yesterday, I said, well, I says, I'll tell you one thing. When you have the Holy Ghost, that you don't have to ask because He asks you. And you're glad to do what He wishes you to do. Because He makes your life enjoyable. And then that way you can have the joy of the Lord can be your strength. But if you've done this all in self, you're going to have a self-pity party, what you're going to have eventually. You're going to start falling apart. We must seek God in a very narrow pathway. It's not a road of broadness. It's a road of narrow. Narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. So we need to seek God with a clear heart, the heart longing from heaven. Our heart should be kabashita, glory kabashita. It should imagine things that pertain to lifting us up. And our mind should not be on the guttery things that we talk about so much all the time. It's clutter. It disturbs our mind to where we can't receive the anointing from heaven. And pretty soon we're fighting, we're fretting, and we can't understand why we have arguments in our churches. We don't understand why there's different opinions. See, that's man. But God's going to wait for the church to be united from heaven. For our eyes will be filled with the glory of God to the way that illuminates us from the heavenly path that comes down upon us in this world that we live. We're our management, our directions is no longer of this world, but we're in this world, but our pathway is looking through the things. We don't see the imps of hell. We don't see the darkness because we're walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. We're walking with the God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost. We're moving in victory. We're moving in promise. We're living in the healing process of our lives being changed. One day at a time, glorious change until we make the day of seeing Christ forever. And we need to have the renewed spirit that takes place, the renewing of our mind, that we might prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. The Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? But we need to come out from among this world. You know, Christians just like to dabble in sin. And dabbling in sin just makes you stink. Because you're not blessed from heaven. You know, everything in this world has a tinge of evilness. But when you come out from among them, that tinge leaves you of evilness and you put on the aroma from heaven. Your eyes, the Lord's, the eyes are over the righteous and His ears open to the cry. And you'll call on Him and He'll answer and show us great and mighty things that we know not because we are no longer in this world. We're living in this world, but our banishment is from heaven. And God wishes to change us in the way that we can walk holy before Him. And we can be overcomers. And we can let our light so shine that we'll have an overcoming heart. A vessel of praise. That we'll walk and people, you don't have to say anything, but they'll know where you've been. You've been with Jesus. You've had experience with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. See, when you finally get right with God, you don't need to ask Him all the time to help you because He's already put in your pathway. All you're doing is obeying Him every day. You don't even say, don't give me, give me. No, thank you, Father. I'll just do this. He'll give you a schedule every day. Then you'll follow that schedule because He will start leading you. As I did years ago, I felt that God could take better care of my customers than I could. I started getting Him to manage me where I was going to be, what I was going to say, what I was going to do. And the same thing is spiritually, He can guide you, direct you, move upon you as only He can. But you've got to submit yourself to His plan. And God is not deceived. The Bible says God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So you get out here and start doing some evilness, God sees it. He says, that old fellow down there, young fellow, is a lot of sin still in their lives. They need to work on it. The Bible says we're to flee from all of the lusts, from pride, from the things that cause us to stumble. We're to seek God, trust in Him, that we might have His blessings. The pathway of the just is a shining light. The pathway of the just is a shining light, and you're to live for God. He's going to let your light shine and shine, that you'll be able to walk in the darkness of life and walk in His umbrella. It's clear before you. It's not dark no longer. You're in clearness. And we need to seek God as we've never sought Him before, because God wants to pour out His Spirit upon us daily. Help us to walk in His counsel, in His direction. Walking by God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Letting the glory be upon you. Not being ashamed when someone says, well, you're one of those Holy Ghost people. Yes, I am. Because that's more of a power. I'm God's child. Sir, I'm God's child. I don't know all these fancy names, but I know God will take care of me. His eye is over the righteous, His ear is open to cry. Call unto Him, and He will answer us. And He will show us great and mighty things that we know not. We don't have to fear when we listen to God. You know, all those times when, if I'd been like some people, God told me to do this, I said, oh no, I can't do it, because I won't. No, I'm trusting. And that's the way your life is. When He tells you to do it, just accept it as such. But you've got still, there's one part that you've got to work with, is not letting the world clutter your mind up after God fills you, thrills you, this realm of the old man. You know, we can say, well, like the Israelites, that's what happened to them. They wanted to have what they had back in Egypt. We need to get Egypt out of us. We need to be above. Because Egypt was every day of our life. That old man comes back in, especially when you're starting out. He comes to tempt you to destroy what God started. And we must seek God to have His glory, that we can stand the test of time, stand the test that comes against us by the power of God's enabling power from heaven. Being united by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and all the angels. God's got a wonderful attire for the child of God. We must seek God, and that seeking is our part. Brother Freedom cannot do it for you. I can just tell you, it's a glorious way, and it can't be beat. There's no way on earth, and all these fundamentalists talk about, we don't need this, we don't need that. Well, they're going to miss it, because we need all of God. I don't know. I love every part of God. I don't know. Akamashila. I don't know what. The glory. You need it too. I'm really not a very smart individual. Last night I was thinking about how God must love me a lot, because I have to be about the dumbest person He ever had, and all the bunch of stuff, but I guess He still loves me. I know He does. God overlooks your flesh. If you want to take on His Son as the Savior of your life, you can accept God's Son, Jesus, that wonderful Savior, right now, and your life can be changed in an instant, and receive that power, the adoption of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And you'll no longer be a prodigal son, but you'll be a holy son of heaven. And you can walk in the fullness of power from heaven, being suited up with righteousness, being suited up with holiness, walking in glory, walking in faith. That's what's wrong with most Christians. Their faith is nil. It means there's no faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. We have to have faith. We got to know that God will do it. There's no tendencies, nothing can take my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is faith. His faith is glorious. Why you don't have faith is because you're still in sin. And sin separates you from having the love of God. You go all the way with God, and God will go all the way with you. You go halfway with God, God's still not going with you. You've got to go all the way. You got to seek Him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things shall be added. It's, God says, seek me first. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee. And I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. It means we're to put Him first. We're to seek Him first, because He is worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all honor. And you'll never have happiness, you'll never have success in this world until you accept God's best for you. And that's having your life full of this thing. I don't care where you are, you're in China, Hong Kong, wherever, you need to have God come in your life, and His glory is without, it's beyond anything that you can imagine. He's great. For to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved, that's where you start at. And then you tarry, you wait upon God. God will, if you wait upon Him, He'll answer you. He'll fill you, He'll thrill you, He'll excite you, He'll bless you. But you must seek Him. You must praise Him. I'm going to close because God is glorious. He wants to bless you. He wants to satisfy you. He wants to use you in a very special way. But God wants to make sure the number one thing, God wants to see you in heaven. And that day is coming very soon when all of us are need to plan for heaven, because it's the next thing on the agenda. America is going to sort of go down through the tube. The world's going to fall apart. But you know, Israel's going to have her day in Jerusalem very, very soon. And that's going to be 1,000 years. It's going to be 1,000 years. It's going to be a time. But the Christians are going to have a time too. We're going to come back and be in a stand with the Mount of Olives and fight for the Lord Jesus Christ. Come and see, there's a glory cloud that's coming upon the earth. And the glory cloud is in the saints of God. God's coming back soon. We're going to have the great horses. All those horses are going to shine like glory. And we're going to go through the eternity forever and ever and ever. God has something special for all of you today. Wake up, seek God, and you'll surely find Him. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Don't lose one more day without coming to God. Seek Him with all your heart. I pray that you'll be blessed in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, I pray that you bless your people in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We receive this wonderful word. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.